Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday, it's September the 5th, and today we've got the Money Man with us, Mel Zelenik, Consumer and Travel Tips. And
good seeing you, Paul.
Good to have you, retired professor of economics, University of Missouri.
Consumer economics, and retired, and we're
living
ready.
The good life now.
We're living the good life.
All right, so. Mel. And I tell you what, over the years that I've known you, Mel, you honestly have saved me a lot of money. One thing in particular, and I won't go into all the details, but Mel several years ago told me, you know, everything is negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is negotiable, and I had to have some pretty serious work done on my home,
mm-hmm.
foundation work, and I kept thinking of you as I was talking to contractors, and you were right. Everything is negotiable.
Yeah. And I know the story, and you saved quite a bit of money
by putting
yourself in their position.
Yes, exactly. Possible. Negotiate. Yeah. And it's got to be a give and take thing.
That's right.
A fair return for the customer and for the company. But you don't have to necessarily go with the first price that you were given.
Uh-huh.
And it's always good to have several other bids there, too. So just keep that in mind. That really is true. You taught me that years ago. Everything is negotiable.
I appreciate that, Paul. And we may revisit that idea. That's kind of a fun idea to talk about. This, I always like to review what we did last time. And I do want to point out my email address. If anybody has any questions or they have any comments or whatever, or if they want some websites having to do with travel, they can email me at cruise@centrytel.net,
right.
And I'll be happy to accommodate them. Last time we talked about the benefits and lack of benefits of contacting an 800 number or just simply ordering something online instead of talking to a real person. And I indicated that many, many times, perhaps unfortunately, ordering online without talking to an individual can save you quite a bit of money. And I gave the examples of the cruise lines. I think I gave this example of the cruise lines, that if you book it directly online, in some cases you could save quite a bit of money. Carnival is an example of if you book it online with use, I think they call it Fun Savers Plan. That can be a very, very substantial savings.
And isn't it the same with the airlines, too, because they're trying to drive you to their website? And now, if you call and you talk to a person on the phone and make your reservation, they charge you an extra $25 to $30.
Yes,
if you go to the airport to make a reservation, they charge you extra money to talk to a person, to a real person.
Yes, and I had forgotten about that, as a matter of fact, and that's another perfect example. On some of those, by the way, if it's not caused by your problem, you've tried to go on the website and there's been an issue, they very, very often will book it for you. The person on Delta or whatever it is will book it free of charge. Even though they have that stipulation.
Yes, if you tell them you were trying
them.
To book it.
Yeah.
And I've read now some banks, I don't think we have any banks locally that are doing it, but some banks are now charging if you talk to a teller. Is that true?
I don't know.
I read that in USA Today or Wall Street Journal. I don't think it's happening locally. But some of them, if you talk to a teller, they're charging you money.
Yeah, and they nickel and dime you, and they find more and more ways, the baggage fees that everybody seems to complain about. And after a while, you just get used to it.
You get used to it.
And you just accept it.
And now some of them are charging you to have a pillow,
mm-hmm.
or a blanket.
Well, and there are others that are probably not worth talking about, all the fees that some of the real low-cost airlines charge, you know, for almost anything
yeah.
to charge
yeah.
a fee. So
there was some talk about, I think it was Ryanair charging a bathroom fee, but I don't think that ever came up.
That's the one I actually thought of, but I thought...
Yeah, maybe. I don't think that happened.
Okay,
so what else have we got?
Well, I guess let's start with our first question, which has to do with retirement plans and fees and expenses. I want to tell you there's a new regulation that's out from the Department of Labor, and that's why I want to bring this question up specifically. But I'm going to ask you, Paul, most consumers, and that's nearly 75% of us, believe that 401ks and 403s and so forth and any other retirement funds have no fees attached. Is that true because you're working through an employer?
No, I don't think that's true. I think almost all of them have some type of fee.
Okay. And you're in the minority, but you are correct because the majority of the people, according to AARP survey, specifically 71% of people, thought they didn't pay any fees for these retirement plans that they have at work. And indeed, they do.
And even a personal... investment plan that you have in a mutual fund or a money market has a annual fee.
Well, they have some kind of fees attached. An annual fee, it could be additional fees.
Right.
They could call them expenses or whatever.
And isn't it the important thing to do before you make an investment is check to see what that fee is, how much of an administrative cost there is?
Yes, but it's very, very difficult to figure out all that information. But the Department of Labor has come up with essentially a regulation that they're required to give you that information at least twice a year. And the first one I think that's coming out is the end of August. And so employers are going to be required to tell you what the expenses are. Now, this may not sound like it's that much, but let's take my next question. And that has to do with fees and expenses are important to understand, as we've talked about just now, and we've talked about fees in general. Let's take a couple who are in a retirement plan, and they give $1,000 a month or a total of $12,000 a year for their working career of 35 years. The plans generate annually about 9% before expenses. Now, that's fairly typical long range, by the way. If they poured money into the plan that was charged 3% administrative fee, which is not that bad, they would walk away with $1.42 million before taxes. Let's say the plan only charged 0.5%, like some of them do. How much would they have at retirement? And Paul, your answer is considered correct if it's within $5,000.
Oh, I don't know. An extra $30,000. We're out of time.
Okay,
right now.
$2.51 million.
They'd have that much extra?
Yes.
Okay, so
no,
check
not
the fees.
Extra. That would be their total.
That would be their total.
Over $1 million just because of those extra fees.
Mel, thank you so
Thanks,
much for
Paul.
Coming by. We're out of time. Our show directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Kyle Fellings, KBIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison. Our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.